Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Monday marked the first day of confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's nominee, to fill the seat of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In her opening statement, Barrett told the Senate Judiciary Committee that she will interpret the Constitution and laws as they are written.
In every case, I have carefully considered the arguments presented by the parties, discussed the issues with my colleagues on the court, and done my utmost to reach the result required by the law, whatever my own preferences might be.
Republicans are moving quickly to wrap up the hearings and confirm Judge Barrett before the November election. Democrats are objecting, though, Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii.
To help the president keep his promise, our Republican colleagues are rushing to confirm Judge Barrett in a hypocritical, illegitimate process, mere weeks before the election.
Judge Barrett will begin taking questions from lawmakers on Tuesday. More than 100,000 Georgians flocked to the polls today for the first day of early voting. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more on long lines reported throughout the state.
Turnout was heavy for the first day of in-person voting in Georgia 3 weeks before Election Day, even with several counties closed because of the holiday. At least 110,000 voters in both urban and rural counties waited in line for hours to cast their ballot, and the only state to have both U.S. Senate seats on the ballot, plus a tightly contested race for the White House. In Atlanta, voting was paused for half an hour at the massive NBA arena while officials fixed the technical issue, but voters like Adrian Crowley, who is African American, said the stakes were too high for people to leave the queue.
You know, my grandfather was from Georgia. I would have waited all day if I had to, just from the experiences that he used to have.
Georgia is seeing record turnout, with more than 1.5 of the state's 7 million voters requesting an absentee ballot so far. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Moving overseas now, the Chinese port city of Qingdao says it has tested more than 3 million of its 9 million residents after health authorities discovered 12 new cases of the coronavirus. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Of the 12 cases found over the weekend in Qingdao, 6 are asymptomatic. All the cases were linked to a hospital designated for treating coronavirus cases found among international travelers. Shandong, the province of which Qingdao was the capital, immediately urged mass testing. So far, of the 3 million people swabbed, just over 1 million have already received results. Those who have been in close contact with the 12 cases have been quarantined. 9 have tested positive and are being monitored to see if they develop symptoms. Beijing says it has canceled direct flights between Qingdao and China's capital to stop any transmission as well. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR. President Trump is back at the White House after holding his first campaign rally since he contracted the coronavirus. He traveled to Sanford, Florida, telling supporters that he felt powerful and was well enough to kiss the guys and the beautiful women. The White House doctor says Trump was cleared to travel after testing negative. Facebook says it will ban posts that deny or distort the Holocaust. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the social network is reversing its policy after pressure from survivors and civil rights groups.
Facebook says it's banning Holocaust denial because of the global rise in anti-Semitism and a, quote, alarming level of ignorance among young people. It will direct users to credible information elsewhere on the internet. That's a big change from 2 years ago, when CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that while he finds Holocaust denial deeply offensive, he did not think Facebook should take it down because the platform should allow free speech. Now, Zuckerberg says his thinking has evolved. Facebook has come under pressure to do more to stop hate groups from using it as a forum to incite violence and spread misinformation. This summer, Holocaust survivors launched a social media campaign to urge the company to change its rules. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Major financial markets in Europe are opening this hour after shares in Asia were mixed in Tuesday trading. Stocks in Tokyo recovered from early losses to close higher after China released data showing exports rose nearly 10% from a year earlier. But the Shanghai Composite declined. Hong Kong's market was closed because of a typhoon. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.